Today, we move on to the fifth lesson, lesson number five of Mishnayos Masechtas Trumas, which we will study Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. Earlier we learned that when it comes to olives, for example, and you have olives, just raw olives, and you have olive oil, you can't be toreim one for the other, from the oil to the olives, or olives for the oil. Now, in this Mishnah, we're not talking about olives, just raw olives. We're talking about pressed olives, which are at one stage toward becoming olive oil. And you have olive oil, which is finished olive oil. So you want to give truma from the finished oil, and that should serve as truma even for those olives which are crushed and not quite finished in the process. So this is very similar to which we will study in Emet Hashem tomorrow in Mishnah Yud, to giving from a dovor shed nigmero malachto, from something which you finished, totally processed, very regular, 100% finished olive oil, for something which is low nigmero malachto, to olives which are still crushed and not yet fully converted into oil. That can't be done. V'lo yayin ala novim anidrochim. Similarly, with wine, if you have pressed grapes, which are on the way to becoming wine, but they're not there yet, and you want to give some of the finished wine as truma to exempt some of those grapes which are crushed, can't do that. Lo yayin ala novim hanidrochim. However, here you have again this difference between lechatchila b'di'evet. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. Not proper. However, if you did it, im toram, you set aside truma from olive oil for the zeisim anichtoshin, or you set aside some yain and some wine to be truma for the anovim anidrochim, trumaso truma. It is effectively truma. Min ha-Torah, it's effectively truma. However, the Rabbonon said, v'yachzor v'yitrom, give truma a second time. Give truma a second time from the crushed olives or from the crushed grapes. There's a reason for this. And the reason has to do, the Yerushalmi explains, with what's called Geder Tahara. You want as much as possible to encourage a person to manufacture his wine, his oil, etc., in a state of purity, of Tahara, not in a state of Tuma. If we would allow a person to take from the finished olive oil, for example, and set aside that as truma, even for those olives which are not yet finished into oil, but which are being crushed, that once a person will give the truma, he's going to say, okay, I gave truma, I don't have to worry about all these difficulties in keeping everything tohor pure. I can do it bituma even though it's impure. And I don't have to be careful about what I touch and who touches what, etc. And from this point on, I've given a truma, it's done, finished, everything else can be bituma. So therefore, Chazal encouraged him, no, not to give the truma from the oil and have it over and done with, but to require a second truma on the zeisim hanichtoshim, on the crushed but not quite oil olives. So v'yachzor v'yitro, he should give truma a second time. It's a knas, it's a punishment, a fine, imposed by the rabbis. However, there's a great difference. The truma which he already gave from the oil, that's truma min ha-Torah. And min ha-Torah, that's 100% bona fide truma for the olive oil and for the crushed olives. If he gives it from the wine, that's 100% bona fide truma for the wine and for the crushed grapes. That's the Rishona. So that's truma gemura. And therefore, ha-Rishona midama'as bifnei atzmo. If that first truma which he gave from the wine, from the oil, becomes mixed with non-truma, it now is meduma. It is now a mixture, and in such a mixture, unless you have 100 to 1, it remains meduma, and you can't eat it. A non-Kohen can't eat it, and what you have to do actually is sell it all to a Kohen, subtracting the truma from it, which is, of course, the Kohen's to have, and you can't eat it yourself. It's meduma. And similarly, v'chayoven oleho chomesh. The halacha is, as we will learn, that if a non-Kohen eats truma b'shogeg, he has to pay the Kohen. He eats, let's say, a pound of grain by mistake, not realizing that it's truma. He has to pay the Kohen a pound and a fifth, a keren v'chomesh. That's the halacha by of chomesh by truma gemura. However, avaloshnia, the second truma, which he only gave me the rabbanon for on the zeisim anichtoshim, pressed olives, or the truma, or the yanovim hanidrochim, the crushed grapes, there, it's only truma midrabonon, and it belongs to the Kohen, etc. But if it becomes mixed up with other stuff, it's not midamaas, it doesn't become miduma, number one. And number two, if you eat that bishogeg, you're not obligated to pay the additional chomesh. Because min hatruma, it's not, min hatorah, it is not truma. Mishnah Ches. Now on to Mishnah Tes. In the previous halacha, we learned about not being allowed to give olive oil for those olives which are on the way to becoming olive oil. They're crushed. Or to give from wine, set aside wine for truma, for grapes which are pressed, but not yet wine. Now there are other uses for olives and for grapes. Not all olives are used for olive oil. Some olives are pickled and put away and eaten in a salad. Eaten, not converted to olive oil. Some grapes are made into raisins or eaten raw and not converted into wine. So suppose, now, if I want to give truma, set aside truma from the olive oil to exempt the olives that are going to become pickled olives that are going to be eaten in my salad, those olives that I'm going to eat in my salad are nigmira melachto. They're finished. They're not going through any more or process to be squeezed and crushed into juice, into oil. And similarly, these grapes, I'm eating them as grapes in a fruit salad. I'm turning them into raisins. They're becoming, they're nigmara malachtam, done deal. They're not going any further into a process of converting them into wine. So then, if I give the olive oil, set aside from the olive oil truma for these pickled olives, or for these raisin grapes, so I'm giving truma from dover shed nigmara malachto onto something else which is nigmara malachto. That's permitted. And that's what the Mishnah says in Mishnah Tes. V'tor min shemen al zeisim anichboshim. One can set aside truma from oil to exempt the olives which are being pickled, preserved. V'yayin al anovim la'asosom tzimukim. I'm allowed to give truma, set aside truma from wine to exempt those grapes which I'm going to be using for raisins, not for wine. Harei she'toram shemen al zeisim la'achilo. And suppose the person further, I gave olive oil for zeisim which I intended to eat, not convert to oil. Did the proper thing. Or v'zeisim al zeisim la'achila. I have a bunch of zeisim, and I took some of them and gave them as truma for zeisim which I wanted to preserve to eat. Fine. V'yayin al anovim la'achila. V'anovim al anovim la'achila. And then v'nimlach l'dorchon, then I changed my mind and I say, you know, these olives I'm not going to use for pickling. I'm not going to use them in my salad. I'm going to convert them into olive oil. So do you have to give truma again? No, says the Mishnah. Ein sorech litrom. You don't have to give truma a second time, because the point being, since when the time you gave truma, you did the proper thing. When you gave from this wine to these grapes, you were giving from wine which is nigmara malachto to grapes which you intend to use for raisins, when you intend to put in the fruit cup, and that's nigmara malachto, so the truma is valid. Now you change your mind, you're going to use the gross grapes for wine, that's a separate parsha, that doesn't affect the status of anything, and the truma remains truma, and you're fine. And so we have finished lesson number 5, Mishnah Ches and Tes of Perek Aleph.